Hey y'all, let's talk. OMG, it has been a while since I have recorded an episode. So I had to make sure that I got on here today to record one. And also because I heard a quote, and I don't know if it's a quote, but I'm gonna call it a quote. And it weighed heavy, heavy, heavy on my heart. And yes, I'm just gonna jump right into it because it has been a while and I have not gotten to talk to you guys. This quote said that a superhero is who he is when the problem happens. It weighed heavy on my heart because when you think about it, and you watch all these movies, all these superhero movies, all these good movies, you realize that these individuals transform when there's a problem, right? They become someone different, stronger, more confident, all of those type of things when they transform into this superhero. And when there's not a problem, they're their regular self. But when there's a problem, they rise to the occasion. And so I wanted to reach some hearts tonight and let you know to rise to the occasion, to transform into that person that I know that you can be, to not allow any problems that you may be experiencing right now, any traumas that you have had to experience, anything that you think you may experience, don't let them defeat you because you turn into that superhero. You never know how strong you are until you have to be. And so you become your strongest. The magic happens in those moments. And so don't be so defeated. Use that as ammunition. Use that to be the superhero that you really are. And that was so magical to me. It meant a lot to me because, again, we never know how strong we are until we have to be. We never know how strong we are until we sit here and think about all the stuff. Y'all, we've made it through some tough situations. A lot of us have gone through the ringer. We have gone through a lot of stuff, and here we are still today standing. Here we are still today fighting. Even if it's by thread, girl, you are standing. You are still here. Not a lot of people can say that, but girl, you are here. Just the fact that you're even listening to this podcast lets me know that there's a superhero in you, that you are transforming, that you are growing. That you are evolving, that you do not want to let your circumstances be the end all for you, for your life, for your story. That you choose to fight, to keep going, to get through the struggle, no matter how hard it may be. No matter how many bruises, no matter how many wounds, no matter how many times you have to keep getting up, you refuse to let it defeat you. And girl, I see you and I am proud of you. And I want you to know, even if you don't realize it, that superhero comes out of you. That superhero is in you. And continue to use that. I know at the beginning of this year, I told y'all, this is our year. This is our season. This is the year that we need to challenge ourselves because that's the only way that we're going to continue to grow. We need to continue to work on those things that are holding us back, those things that are making us have these unhealthy habits, making us have these unhealthy behaviors, work on those things, work on those childhood traumas, work on any trauma that you may have experienced. Work on that business, write that book, go to school. Be the best mom that you can be, but also be the best you that you can be because you're not only a mom. So I just wanted to get on here because that, again, really weighed heavy on my heart because, yes, a superhero comes out when there's a problem. And the fact that you're even here listening tells me that you have that fight in you and that you're choosing to fight every day. And I just want to encourage you to continue to do that. I want this to serve as a reminder to work on those goals, because I know a lot of you guys have placed it on the wayside. Life be lifing, especially for me. And if I'm being honest, I have a lot of schoolwork to catch up on, but sometimes it's important for me to make sure that I am okay and that is okay. To know that I have to give me some time so that I can be the best me, so that I can continue to use that strength to continue to strive for it. But to continue to do it and not stop and not be defeated. Because again, life be life and things can get overwhelming, but the key is to not stop. The key is to be smart about it, be strategic about it, and allow that superhero to transform. Do not be defeated and continue to be the best you that you can be. Trade all that pain for purpose. Trade all that pain for purpose. You have purpose. You are here for a reason. You are still here for a reason. You have not given up for a reason. You have opportunity. You have purpose. You have fight. You have strength. You have support. I am always here. Trade all that pain and get to work. Let's get to work, y'all. Because again, this is our season. This is our year. Heal, grow, accomplish, achieve. That is what we're doing this year, ladies. That is all we are doing this year. Reevaluate. Sometimes we think we've healed for something. Sometimes we think we're good, and sometimes we got to take a step back and say, girl, you still got a ways to go. Girl, I thought I was over this, but I need to go back to therapy. Reassess. There's nothing like being self-aware, being accountable, being honest. That's the only way we grow. And I know I'm kind of all over the place, but again, it's been a while. And I know for me, again, life has been lifing. I've had a lot going on, not necessarily bad. It's just I have had a lot going on with school and teaching and making sure I'm being social and being a mom and being a girlfriend. And, so life can be a lot, but we have to choose. Us. We have to choose to not be defeated, to keep going. We have to choose to be happy. We have to choose to prioritize. We have to choose to put one foot in front of the other. We have to choose not to fall victim to our circumstances. We have to choose to choose. So if you needed this today, I hope this serves as a reminder. And as always, you guys know that you can connect with me on Instagram at I am Latrice Rayner. I always have it in my description. Reach out to me if you just want to talk. I am going to start life coaching this summer. So if you would like a free consultation, DM me on Instagram and I'll send you a link. And you guys can start scheduling for free consultations during the summertime. Because again, I want to see all of us win. And if we can work together through whatever it may be, I don't know everything, but I guarantee you we will figure it out together. So you are not alone. Let's get it. Again, this is our year. And if I have to be the one to make sure, girl, let's get it. Let's get it.